And good evening and welcome to another edition of Kearney Live. I'm Jim Dickerson along with Stacy Bratcher. Today, filling in for Leonard Broughton is Jerry. I think we all know who she is.
Yay,
she's been here
Jerry.
On the show many times before. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
And we'd like to welcome you to the first day above freezing in the last 5 or 6 days.
Yes.
So Woo-hoo. That brings us to our first news story that Brian's been all over me about. As many of you know, because of the cold weather, everything is canceled.
Pretty much.
Except yep. We're sitting here today. So many schools are closed. Many churches are closed. Everything is closed. The bars are open. But even a lot of restaurants are closed. So we were having this discussion before the program started, and then we'll get to the Stacy wants to do the Taylor Swift update. We'll get to that in just a minute. But it appears to me, so Jerry grew up in Iowa.
So, I did.
So she can tell us all about the caucuses in a minute. I grew up on a farm, and Stacy grew
up
in Kearney,
a farm.
Here in Kearney. Uh-huh. And so for us, when this weather would happen, actually, so it seems to me that when I was growing up, and probably you guys too, weather like this was more common by far than it is now.
Yes.
And so we went to school, went to work, everything just kept churning. Yeah. And yeah. It seems to me, and this is just my opinion, don't yell at me. I know everybody wants to skip school. I get it. I was there. Now, as many of you have heard, you can go online and check. We had to hover around little AM radio and had them list off every school in yeah. the state till you could hear your school listed. And the big trick was everybody yep. wondered what was the secret phone number you could call yeah. to have them do your, you know, everybody, what's the number? But the kids right now are like, what's he talking about? But so it seems to me that we are finding ways to cancel everything. And sometimes I hear these stories and I'm like, yeah, okay. Because they're like, well, the school buses won't start. And I'm like, they started back in 1975 and ran just fine. And those were older buses. These new technology buses, are these things electric? What's going on?
Your guess is as good as mine. I really am not that knowledgeable about the mechanics of a bus.
Let's go to
but
the
I think it has something to do with the fuel today. It's different how it's configured. I really don't know. But you're right. They have a lot of issues today mm-hmm. that they didn't used to have.
Well, so we're on Wednesday. And mm-hmm. today it's 32 degrees, 33. And everything canceled. And the low last night was only...
Wait, was Kearney canceled today?
Was it canceled today?
No, school.
Okay.
School was
like, man, did I go to work and
Kearney
I didn't have to?
Kearney was in, but Lathrop was canceled and several of the more rural schools
yeah.
were
Liberty
canceled.
Well, in Kansas mm-hmm. City, yesterday would have been our trash day because of the holiday before, mm-hmm. and they were just like, nope, we're not doing it. We'll get it next week.
Yep.
Good
yeah.
luck.
Trash hasn't been picked up yet.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, okay, I guess.
What the hydraulics froze, so they can't.
Yeah,
this get
was
those
a different
things
cold.
To go and take
yeah,
them
we,
into the.
How they, to do what?
Yeah. Used well, to yeah. be that there was a person that literally jumped off of the trash truck, mm-hmm. grabbed the trash, and threw it in the back. Now it's all hydraulics.
We still have the guy that gets out and runs around the
oh,
street.
Oh, do you?
You
okay.
do?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we are hydraulic.
As he comes back,
automated.
I'm like, high five.
No.
So did
no.
cold weather affect anybody else?
Well, we had to replace two batteries in two different cars because the cold weather killed them.
Killed your car?
Killed the battery.
Yeah. But what about, I'm trying to fix my microphone here, so everybody just stand there.
That's what Brian's
got. Yeah. Thanks for leaving the camera on while I'm
doing this. What are you wanting to talk about?
So at the Chiefs game, how'd everybody fare?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'd need to pull that back up. We got a report that, 15 people were hospitalized. And there were some idiots out there without their shirts on. There were at least two that I saw from the warmth of my living room. And the one guy, his skin was purple.
Yeah. You would think someone would lean over and go, sir. I will say this.
That's so crazy.
If you've ever, and I'm sure most people have, if you've ever, like, talked to somebody who grew up, lived in Florida, and has never left Florida, they don't understand what cold is, and they're like, well, I'll just wear a coat, and you're like,
right.
You have no clue.
But to be fair, this was colder than I think most any of us have really ever truly experienced. I mean, Matthew and Jason Hoyt, they always go to all of the games, and they post their photos on social media. Matthew posted a picture of his beer frozen solid.
I get that.
It was,
but all the people who went, I'm sorry, all the smart people who went to the game, I mean, they were layered. They knew that they were going to be out there and it was going to be a problem.
But I know, I mean, it took a bunch of people off, but you were not smart if you went to that game. I'm sorry.
Well, the big joke was the tickets for the game were cheaper than watching it on Peacock.
That's probably true. Yes.
So,
especially since we were charged twice for our Peacock,
Oh, that's a whole nother story, and we're not going to get into that discussion right now, because here at KMO TV, you watch us for free.
That's right.
We are supported by sponsors that I'm being told to shut up. Jerry, is the American dream gone?
For some people, it may be. I hope it isn't. Would like to think that what was true for my grandparents and my parents could be true for my children and my grandchildren. But I don't know. We'll talk about it next on Kearney Live.
Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
Americans now need to make over $120,000 a year to afford a typical middle-class life and to qualify to purchase a home, one expert said. Listen to what Freddie Smith, an Orlando realtor, said on Fox Business.
I think most of us in America would define the middle class as somebody who can work a 40-hour-a-week career and couldn't have the income to purchase the average home in America and possibly even have a spouse at home, raise a couple children, take a 2-week vacation, have a car that's 5 to 10 years old, nothing fancy, still turning the lights off in the house. Like a lot of us grew up middle class and we watched what middle class was in the 80s and 90s as millennials. And nowadays, that's what's moved the goalpost more than anything is the housing market. Because just 5 years ago, the median household income was about $60,000, $70,000, and that's what you needed to qualify for a home. Now in 2024, The average home is $400,420 for most of Americans. And you need about $120,000 as a income to have a shot at qualifying for that house. So just in the housing market alone, I feel, is what shifted the goalpost. And if someone can afford to purchase a home, which is fine, maybe people are going through struggles or need more time, you're then forced to rent because you need somewhere to live. But now the rent prices are taking up 30 to 40% of people's income, making it harder for them to save for a house. So it's this perpetual cycle that has keeping people out of the middle class, which is what we're seeing at a rapid pace here in the last few years.
He goes on to talk about people who are spending about $1,200 a month on daycare. So when you add in, for someone who's renting in some of these higher priced places, $2,500 a month for rent, $1,000 for daycare, $1,000 possibly for your college loans, just that alone, you need $100,000 as an income. The realtor discussed how there is a bigger conversation around an evolving American dream that we're likely to see take place over the next few years. He says we're basically redefining the American dream from top to bottom. Like the way that we see the work week now and our work-life balance, and how the idea of owning a home might grow old with our past generations. Stacy, do you think that younger generations will know the American dream as we knew it, or has it changed so that it fits their socioeconomic circumstances of today?
Yeah, it's a great question. We're actually facing that right now with our 22-year-old. all of his friends are finishing college now. He chose not to go to college and has become a technician with Baron BMW. He has some really good technician experience and racing experience that actually gives him an edge up. But he is having really struggling with, he's had to buy a car. He was living with some friends, but then that didn't work out. So now he's had to go rent his own apartment. It's not the best apartment in the world, and he's still having to pay $1,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment that that has not been refurbished or remodeled since it was built. His pipes froze. His bathtub had a layer of ice in the base of it these last couple of days. No maintenance. So I'm just painting a picture of what this apartment is like. And he this is something he laments regularly when he's with us, is how am I supposed to one day ever be able to afford my own home? I mean, he's doing all the things he's supposed to do. He's working his butt off. He's getting the extra training so that he can earn an extra dollar an hour, you know, all of those things. But yet that goal, that American dream, whatever, it's out of reach. And it just seems to get further and further away the harder he works to get to it. My husband and I, we like to believe that this is just a moment. You know, everything is cyclical and the pendulum swings back and forth. And eventually someday we're going to swing back to where people can afford things, hopefully in a more reasonable sense. But, you know, we've been hearing this for years that the middle class is going away. So I don't know the answer to your question, but it is scary and it is a very real thing that our young people are facing. And I don't know what has killed it or what has caused this.
I think it's a struggle, too. They say, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, right now, to be considered middle class, you need to make $57,200. My daughter, who is a school teacher, makes nowhere near that.
Right.
So she's very blessed that she already has a home. But right now, with that 6% For people to afford to get into a home, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
They're also saying that some of this can be blamed on our older generation. I'm not sure why,
but I'd like to know more about that.
They think it can be because our older generation, because their homes are paid off, they're staying in their homes instead of moving to, you know, senior living communities and places like that. They're so expensive. Why would you want to do that if you're in a home that's already paid for? It's what you love. It's got your most favorite chair in it and everything else. How about you, Jim? What would you do?
Well, Tom Selleck told me that...
if you get that second mortgage.
I think, you know, it's a loan, just like any other. I think what there's a couple of things here. I don't think there's one specific problem. So, number one, we're having an economic reset. COVID destroyed the economy in more ways that are going to be fixed immediately. So the one thing that happened is we had several things happen. Number one, prices over the last 3 years or so have shot up. It's no secret. Everybody knows it. So your cost of living is exponentially higher right out of the gate. Home prices are sky high. Rent is something that's actually sky high compared to what it used to be in proportion years ago. So like you were saying, the progression usually was you went out, you rented an apartment, saved your money, bought a house, move up. Now you can't do that because I actually looked out of curiosity because a relative of mine wanted to move to Kansas City, wanted to get an apartment. And I was like, these apartments are more than a $400,000 house payment.
Yes.
So granted, the apartments are a little nicer than what I had when I was a kid, but still, they're just, in my estimation, it's completely out of control. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, proportionally, it makes it impossible for people to do that. Then you have the workforce problem in that we got into this thing. We've talked about it before on this show. We got into this thing where the employee controls the employer. Right? I run the show. I work for you, and here's what you're going to do for me. Those days are coming to a rapid end.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to see that already. So all this is going to have to readjust. It's going to have to change. But we have so many dynamics going on right now. So many that they all have to fix. But the one thing is that is a positive out of this, and it absolutely is decimating if you're the victim, I hate to use the word victim, but if you're the one who it affects, your son's a good example, it's just bad luck to where he is in the timing of everything.
Yes.
But the mere fact that it's happening starts to make people take action to one way or another. And doing the one thing that we cannot do because it absolutely makes it worse. Every time we've tried it, it doesn't work. You can't come up with some government program to save the day because every time we do that, it blows up. We did it during COVID. School loans is another example. We now have tremendous number of people who just decided, well, I heard we weren't going to have to pay school loans, so they stopped paying their school loans, even though that's not the case. Now they're getting hit with the debt problems. Right. It just compounds itself, and it makes itself worse. The thing is, I'll use school loans as an example. Those loans are funded by some of the same people who fund housing. And all this money is interrelated. It's all tied together. And one has to make up for the other. So when you fall short somewhere else, you're going to have to make up it on the other side. And then the question is, who suffers? And you said it. What happens is you have an income disparity and you have a gap. And all you're doing at this point is that gap is getting bigger. The people up here, all good. The people down here, getting worse.
Right.
Because there's no way out. And, you know, you try to get the better job. The other thing I would caution is, and it's very tough to do because when I was young, I wanted it too. I think it's worse now. People want it and they want it now.
Right.
Instant gratification. I want a house. if you're looking for a house, get something you can afford. I've seen so many people, a newly married couple, mm-hmm. and they want to get this enormous house.
Like mom and dad have.
And it's their first house.
Right.
Start small, you know, build up to it,
yes.
build some equity, get some furniture. My favorite is, I'm sure we've all done it, you go to their house, they have two rooms you can go in because that's the only two that have furniture. And I'm sorry, but an old wooden electric spool that you found on the side of the road is not furniture, you know, not in a house.
It's a dining room table.
That's yes. the wagon yeah, wheelchair yeah. or the whatever. But anyway, I think it is cyclical. It's adjusting. This is going to mm-hmm. be a weird adjustment because there's a lot of things to adjust,
yep.
but it will come around. But it's going to be painful for a lot of people. And there is a generation that's going to be probably considered, I hate to say it, like the lost generation, because they're going to be stuck in this thing until it gets resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone comes up with a new concept, you know, okay, apartments that somehow are cheaper but nice. I don't know how you do that, but
yeah, like they did for the veterans.
Tiny
homes.
Somebody will have to come up with something, but the traditional way of doing it is no longer going to work. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, what we're going to talk about is something that it's a challenging subject, and it's something that we normally don't talk about. Stay with us to learn more about it coming up next on Carney Live.
The throbbing in your temples, the pounding in your forehead, extreme sensitivity to light and sound, your neck feels so tight it could snap off. Oh, the debilitating pain.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738. Or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
More reliable power means more of what you love. You expect your lights and appliances to turn on at the flip of a switch, and so does Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. That's why Platte Clay is working hard to make power more reliable in the Northland. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about their plan to reduce outages across the Northland, visit www.pcec.coop/reliability. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
All right, this is kind of an unusual subject for us, but it actually happened to me over the weekend, so I thought it would be an interesting topic because we discussed it at home and then among some friends of mine. But over the weekend, I received an email from a friend. He actually lives in the Netherlands, and in the email, he wrote this. As many of you know, in April of 2018, I suffered a spinal cord injury, which left me paralyzed from the hip down and required 24 hours of care. After rehabilitation, I tried to resume as much of my life, my active life, as possible, but unfortunately, I have to say that my energy condition has declined sharply. I'm particularly vulnerable to blood poisoning, for example. This has happened to me several times. I then become unconscious and have to be patched up with very strong antibiotics. Tired easily, sleeping for a long time, and the damage to myself as an autonomous, independent person is decreasing. I don't want to go on to a nursing home. I still have a clear mind. Here's the big one. That's why I asked my doctor to grant me euthanasia. The entire process has been completed and the appointment with the GP has been made, and it will happen on Thursday, February 1st of this year. Now, of course, this is in the Netherlands. However, in the United States, medical aid in dying, and it's got all sorts of different terms for it, but it's illegal. It is legal in 11 jurisdictions, including California, Colorado, D.C., Hawaii, Montana, Maine, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. So it's a very touchy subject. And the question is this. The discussion is, at what point does the quality of life, we do this with dogs and cats, and probably other animals, I assume, but the question becomes, when does the quality of life or your ability to have quality of life get to the point where you want to stop your own suffering? And then my question was, because this is the discussion we had at home, sometimes do we sustain life for somebody because we don't want to let them go? Not because we're worried about how they feel, not that we don't care, but we're so attached, which rightly so, everybody is, but you don't want to let them go based on, you know, your feelings. And so not to totally compare the two, but to show you how challenging it is, I think we've all had to deal with this with a pet, and you know how hard that is. Mm-hmm. Now imagine trying to do that with a human life. So I've got to say, I've known this guy for a long time. I completely understand what he's going through, and I understand his decision, and I'm not going to question it in the least, but it brings up an interesting topic because I know this has been brought up a lot here in the United States. If you remember, Dr. Kevorkian from years ago did this. Yep. And there's certain qualifications. I mean, you don't want to use it as a suicide tool, you know, like things aren't going well for me. So that's a totally different thing. But either one of you want to jump in and take on that happy topic?
I think it becomes quality versus quantity. And if you have an issue like this young man you're speaking of, spinal cord injury, or maybe you have something that is terminal, be it cancer, be it, there are several things. I personally think it should be an individual decision. And if it is something that it's your life. So, yeah, that's a hard one for a lot of people to deal with. But I have had several close friends who have dealt with cancer. They have all passed on. One of them, though, fought cancer twice, beat it twice. It came back a third time. And the third time was really rough. They knew that there was no other way this time. And she was hoping for something like this. And as we know, it's not available here in Missouri. She didn't want to involve anyone because then they would be accused of.
Right.
So you really have to struggle with that. But wouldn't it have been nice for her to have that option instead of several miserable months? Now, my husband and I have had this conversation, and he's a staunch Catholic. And as you know, a Catholic, that would not ring true for them. And I don't know. I think it is an option that we should have because there are some people that need it. my own mother when she got towards the end of her life and she was having a lot of health problems. It's funny that you did bring up the vet, because my mother, who had quite a quirky sense of humor, she asked us to take her to the vet. She says, just take me. They'll put me to sleep. I'm like, Mom, I can't take you to the vet. Yeah. She's like, seriously, you're just going to let me lay here for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'm like, I have no choice, Mom. So there we go. That's my thought on it. Yeah, I think it's an option we need.
It's never easy, obviously, but and you talk about people who suffer for months. There's some that suffer for years. I mean, they are literally 24/7 care, can't go anywhere, and then the other question becomes when you have the lack of brain function. Mm-hmm. So a person's there, but they're really not. You know, you're like, well, what do they really know? And you don't know what they know.
Yeah.
So if there was a movie too, what was the movie? I'd have to think about it. It was a long time ago, but the guy was blind and deaf. I think he got hurt in combat. I'd have to look it up. But he was blind and deaf. And so if you think about it, you're laying in a bed, you're blind and deaf, and he may have been paralyzed or something, but you can't hear anything, you can't see anything. He could feel, and that's how they communicated, but where's the quality in that? Yeah. And granted, that was a movie. I don't think it was based on reality, but so jump on in there, Stacy.
Oh, this is a really hard one. I feel for and understand everything you've just said. I've had that pet that I've had to put down. But we have to remember, pets are not humans. They don't have the soul. I really struggle. I am a true believer in the sanctity of life. I don't believe in abortion for any reason. I don't believe that killing is outside of war is right. I don't believe in you should take your own life. So I really struggle with this one because I understand. I've never been to that point in my life where I couldn't go on or I had that extreme pain. So I hate to speak out of turn, but just based on my faith and what I know the Bible says, I have to say no. But, you know, if this was my mom or my husband or my child, I don't know. This is a really, really hard subject. And I remember the 80s with Dr. Kevorkian and what a...
Dr. Death.
Yes. Right. I mean, that was a huge point of topic and debate. I mean, we were in high school at that point, and that was one of the major topics for the debate team was what he was doing. I think what he was doing is a little bit different.
It was a little different.
Than what we're talking about. But this is a hard, hard subject. And I think something that I don't think there can be one answer. I think it has to be
case
per circumstance,
case.
Per yeah. what you believe, per how you feel convicted, and you know what it's doing for your loved one. I just, gosh, Jim, way to go.
Well, I'm glad I could bring some joy to the program. Brian, you want to add something? I saw your camera come on. Are you so distraught that you hit the wrong button?
Well, if anyone's listening or watching, we'd love to know your comments.
Put them in the comments.
If you go to our Facebook page on 102.7 FM, I'd love to know what you think.
This is probably a good time to change the subject. And anybody want a cookie?
Well, yeah. Girl Scout cookies are back. I know that is a hard swing.
There's a hard left turn
right
there.
Here we go, but let's talk about our favorite ones when we come up next on Kearney Live.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
You may have noticed your shoulder hurting, or maybe a kink in your neck. The culprit may be looking right at you. Your phone. Think about how you use it. Does that pain feel familiar to you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738, or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
Electric cooperatives are different. We have a sense of pride in our local community and support the people who live here. That's why Platte Clay Electric Cooperative supports local schools, takes an active role in economic development, and works hard to keep costs down for its members. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about how Platte Clay Electric Cooperative is working to achieve that mission, visit www.pcec.coop. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Let's talk about cookies. Who doesn't like cookies? Cookie season generally runs, and we're talking about Girl Scout cookies, y'all, Girl Scouts. Okay, cookie season generally runs from January to April, but exact dates can vary locally. Want to know how to purchase these cookies? Check with your local troop for dates and how to purchase your favorites. Or we all know the Girl Scout down the street, get on Facebook, whatever, connect with her parents, figure out where, how and where you can buy them from her. Cookies will be available at multiple locations across the Northland in February. In Kearney, you can begin purchasing your favorites at Casey's, located at 420 West 6th Street. I believe that's the Casey's across from the fire station. On February 9th and February 10th, the Girl Scouts will have a booth set up at Casey's. Beginning February 13th, the Cookie Finder can be used to order cookies for direct shipment. And Brian, you took out all of my notes. The Cookie Finder is online at girlscouts.org, I believe.
The show's only
girlscouts.org. I wrote a very concise script this time. He took out all... Anyway, the selection this year features many classic favorites like Thin Mints and Caramel Delights with a total of 12 flavors to choose from. There is one that they did not bring back, however. I believe it was the raspberry something, Ritz. I don't know. Brian took that out of my script, too. So... So let's have a little fun with the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. Everyone get out your brackets. Okay. Are these available on the website? They will be? Okay. On Facebook, these will be available later. So you can do this at the family dinner table tonight or at the PTA meeting or something. Lynn, you
There's
can take this
idea.
To the school board meeting with you. That would be fun. Okay, so we're going to pick our favorite, starting with the top left bracket, because Brian didn't name them. We have the Tagalong, which we in our area know better as the Peanut Butter Patty, versus Lemon Ups. And Lemon Ups are the crispy lemon cookies baked with inspiring messages. So, Jerry and Jim, would you rather have peanut butter patties or lemon ups?
Well, I don't need an inspiring message on my cookie.
You don't?
I'm going to go with, I love the, I've never heard them called the
tagalongs. Yeah, me neither.
What'd you call it before, the peanut butter patty or something? I think that's what
peanut butter patties is how we know it.
But whatever, that's a good go.
Me
there.
Too.
That you're okay. Yeah. So tag along peanut butter patty. All right, the next bracket is the Toffee-tastic, which is it's gluten free, rich buttery cookies with sweet crunchy toffee bits versus Toast Yeah. Toast Yeah is a yummy toast-shaped cookie full of French toast flavor and dipped in delicious icing. Toffee-tastic or Toast Yeah?
I'm not a toffee fan, so I guess I'll go with the toast.
French toast?
I'm going to go with the toast, too. The Toffee-tastic sounds like they're trying too hard. There's too much garbage in that.
Too much going on?
It's like it's all the leftover stuff that they had from all the other cookies, and they threw it in there.
I like better cookies, but I'm going to go with the Toast
Yay or whatever it is.
Oh, Toast Yay. All right, the next one, this will be interesting. Thin Mints. Everybody knows what a Thin Mint is. Thin Mint versus Trefoils.
Which is the classic.
It's the shortbread cookie. Mm-hmm. So, Thin Mint versus shortbread.
These are probably two of their most popular. Mm-hmm. I sold Girl Scout cookies back in the 60s and 70s. My mother was a troop leader. My two granddaughters are cookie in the Girl Scouts.
Yeah. They had Girl Scout cookies in the 60s?
Do you know that the Girl Scouts have been selling cookies since probably 1917?
Well, how'd they do it?
Same way we do today with door ingredients to and, yeah.
Go door to door?
Yep. I used to take a wagon because you didn't take orders. You took the cookies.
Like a horse.
Imagine this.
Wagon?
Those of you who live in Kearney, I went door to door on Nation Road.
I had a little.
You had a horse drawn, right?
No, not a horse drawn.
Okay, Thin Mints or shortbread?
Well, so here's the deal. I love those little shortbread things. Mm-hmm. My wife loves Thin Mints. That's her number one go to.
Popular.
So I'm going to have to go because I don't want to get divorced. I'm going to have to go with the Thin Mints. I mean, whatever they're called.
I'll do the
trefoil.
Yep.
What do you doing?
I'll do the shortbread.
Why are we renaming everything?
Okay.
Because those used to be called shortbreads, didn't they?
That's the official name, the trefoils.
Mm-hmm. In 1960, what did they call these things?
Shortbread cookies. I don't know. I'm sure there was a fancy name.
You want to break the tie, Brian? You want me to break the tie? Okay. Well, I love shortbread, but I'm like Jim. My husband is gaga over the mints, so I'm going to go with the mints, Thin Mints.
Okay.
So that's the tiebreaker. I'm the tiebreaker, so it's mints.
Roger.
Okay, moving to the right side of the bracket, top to bottom. The next competition is the Samoas, which we know as Caramel Delights, versus the Lemonades.
Lemonades.
Lemonades in a heartbeat.
Seriously?
I'm not that fond of coconut on a cookie.
But it's caramel.
You put your cookie in the coconut. I made that.
Okay, that was an easy one. The next matchup is Adventurefuls, which is an indulgent brownie-inspired cookie topped with caramel-flavored cream, versus the Girl Scout.
You left out with a hint of sea salt. Yeah, I feel like I'm reading a menu all of a sudden.
We are reading
a menu. It is lightly glazed with a brownie-inspired cookie topped with
salt.
A caramel-flavored cream with a hint of sea salt. The chef will prepare it on a plate for you.
Oh, my. Okay, Adventurefuls versus S'mores.
I will take the Adventurefuls.
I will do that, too.
As I mentioned, I was a Girl Scout, and the real S'mores, we'll just say these cookies have nothing on them.
Are not the real S'mores? All right.
Yeah, we'll go with the Adventurefuls.
If you don't have a fire, you don't have a s'more.
Okay, this one will be interesting. The last matchup is the caramel chocolate chip cookie versus the do-si-do, or as we know it, the peanut butter sandwich.
That's going to be a do-si-do for me.
Yeah.
I love those things.
I love those.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay. Peanut butter sandwich. Perfect. All right. Let's go back to top left. We have...
Wait, now, how does this work?
Now we're going to pick
gonna
from
do this
three.
One. Okay.
Yeah, but it has two different...
Oh, yeah, Brian. Okay.
How does this
work? I guess
work?
We're picking from three.
Yeah, you'll do the first two, the peanut butter patty against the
toast.
Well,
if you put the top two, how can you do... Then you...
There's only... Yeah.
Okay, pick your top two then.
Pick your top two. Okay. So between the tag-along, which is the peanut butter patty...
Yeah.
Or the toast yay... Or the Thin Mint, which one would be your top? Peanut butter patty,
my
Thin
top
Mint.
Peanut butter patty.
Okay.
See, I would, yeah, that's the tag along, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, that would be mine. And
tag along. What was your second choice between toast and mints?
Thin Mint.
Mm-hmm. Thin Mint?
Yep.
Okay. Got it. So back over to the right side of the bracket. What is your top pick between the lemonades, the Adventurefuls, and the peanut butter sandwich?
I would go lemonade and peanut butter, do-si-do, or peanut butter,
do-si-do,
or whatever we're calling it.
Mine would be between the lemonade and the Adventurefuls.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, lemonade's got the top bracket then.
Yep.
And then if we need a tiebreaker between Adventurefuls and peanut butter sandwich, I'm going with peanut butter sandwich.
Good choice.
Okay.
Good choice.
Because that's what I always order.
That reminds me, I'm supposed to order these this weekend.
So. I ordered last week.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
It's on the counter. I'm supposed to wait till Sarah gets home.
Whoops.
Then we're going to
okay.
do it.
Okay. So here, we're getting close to the winner. We have the tag-along, or the peanut butter patty, versus Thin Mint. Oh, my. Peanut butter patty versus Thin Mint.
Well, this is where the divorce happens.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going peanut butter.
Me too.
Yes.
Peanut butter patty.
Thank you. Peanut butter patties. Love it. Okay. Lemonade versus peanut butter sandwich.
Lemonade for me.
I'm going to go peanut butter sandwich.
I'm going peanut butter sandwich.
So
we don't have to go any further because those are the two I always buy, the peanut butter patty and the peanut butter sandwich.
But now we have a crisis.
Yes, peanut butter patty or peanut butter sandwich. What's your pick if you could only have one?
The peanut butter patty. Yeah.
Jim?
Wait. The patty is...
The tag-along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
okay.
What I'd say. Yep.
Peanut butter patty tag-alongs is your winner for Girl Scout cookies. So if you don't know what to order, definitely order the peanut butter patties.
And I'll do that tonight.
Be sure you go find out where you can buy those cookies and get those orders.
I ordered three boxes of Girl Scout cookies already, and it is peanut butter patties, the lemons, and the Thin Mints.
There
those
you
are
go.
The three boxes that I ordered for my house, and
nice.
Then we share them with the granddaughters when they come over.
Oh, I don't share.
Oh, well.
No.
There are times I
order?
Don't want to share, but
we haven't
I do.
Ordered yet.
You said they're sitting on your kitchen counter.
No, the order form.
Oh, the order
form. So we're
going
to do it tonight.
What do you generally
basically
order?
What we said. We're going to do the peanut butter... the tag along or whatever.
Uh-huh.
We'll do. So here's the problem. We fund the Girl Scouts annually because
how many do you get?
So anyway, we get a lot. Let's just say the Girl Scout always comes by and makes sure we're home. If you have thoughts on that, go ahead and put it on our Facebook. Drop it in the comments in the
That's
Facebook
right.
feed what you want to do, what you think is right, where you think we messed up. Stay with us. Final thoughts are next.
Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
And now that we're all hungry for cookies, everybody go order your peanut butter cookie.
Yes.
Final thoughts, Jerry, you're up first.
Well, I just wanted to say that I was pretty excited. I did not actually watch the Miss America contest. I have to put that out there. But I did hear about it, and I was really thrilled that our first active duty military person won.
Yes.
That is, in over 100 years, that's a big deal. She's with the Air Force, and she is a pilot. I think this is phenomenal, and yay, way to go.
Yes, awesome.
I'm going to say it. I'm just happy she's a woman.
Okay.
Just being honest. But she is, somebody asked, too, she is a active, real pilot. She's actually a test pilot on the F-16, I think, and that's pretty hard to get. That's hard to get.
Puts her up just another pretty face.
No, that's the part I like.
It's
she accomplished something.
Yes. Right.
I know that's not popular all the time, but that's what makes me happy.
It's
all
thing.
About me being happy.
Of course it is.
You may proceed.
Yes, thank you. So the Kearney Enrichment Council has announced a new program. It's called the Community Cares Program. They are going to be loading a vehicle with clothing, hygiene kits, and hot food, and they're going to be set up at the Kearney Fire Department and the Holt Fire Department at each station individually to be able to help individuals receive these items. After individuals get their clothes, hats, gloves, they can also receive a hot meal and a drink. There is no fee for these items, but the Enrichment Council asks that those who truly need it come receive these items. The first Community Cares event is scheduled for January 27th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Kearney Fire Station, and then that same day from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Holt Fire Station. So hopefully this helps everybody that is in need this year.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Awesome.
For those of you who are not aware, the Kearney Bulldog basketball season is in full swing.
Yes.
There's another game coming up. If you don't have it already, the best way to listen is to download the KPGZ app.
Mm-hmm.
Look for 102.7 KPGZ on the App Store. And download that, and then you can listen to the games anywhere in the world. I actually do that quite a bit.
Is it both girls and boys?
It is girls and boys. Well, you can listen to both, yeah. And then the game is at 6 o'clock on Friday. Pre-game starts at 5:40, and they'll cover both the girls and the boys game. And I listened last night? I lose track of my days. And yeah, it was a blowout, and the Bulldogs won.
Wow.
It was a good game. There's a recap on the 102.7 website where you can look and see the recap of the game. But congratulations to both Bulldogs teams, and be sure to catch those games on Friday. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us on Kearney Live. Be sure to join us next week, and we'll discuss something equally as happy as what we did today. Have a good evening.